Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I was saying earlier, it feels like you guys haven't played in about a month. How's it feel for you?
It feels like quite a while, actually. You know, last time we were down there in Miami, and the weather's changed a little bit since the last time. Today it was a little cold. So.
And you actually had yourself in a position, or the team was in a position, where you could not just study film, you could even be accused of overstudying for this opponent with so much time. Did you find yourself in a position of saying, oh, man, I've been over this five or six times. Let's just play the game.
Well, you know, it's pretty motivating week this week, you know, especially since we have some film of us playing against them last year that we can definitely learn from. So there's a whole lot to study and a lot to motivate us. Hopefully not overstudy, but study enough.
I asked Vince this earlier this week. I'm curious to get your take. Did you want to watch the film of that January Ravens game, or would you just as soon have avoided it?
I really don't like to think back at how I felt that day and that the next couple months to follow. But you know, it's important to go back and watch and see what could have been a lot better and what was pretty good, and it definitely gives a little bit of extra motivation. So it was not something I wanted to do, but it's something that's necessary.
And since it was a necessary evil, so to speak, and you went back and you watched it already, what did you see that kind of jumped out at you that maybe you had forgotten about?
Not to say not much, because I remember a lot of the things. They were bad. I know there's a lot of things I could have done better, working with the people around me better, being a little bit more aware. You think you're ready at the time, and I was prepared as probably as good as you could have. But there's just a few things I wish you could have done a little bit better. So this time, hopefully, the same situation comes up, I'll respond a little bit better than I did last time, and hopefully that'll translate for us having success on Sunday.
I remember sitting in the stadium last January, and the 83-yard run right off the bat, and you were down 7-0, and then the strip sack and the turnover, and all of a sudden, it just seemed like before I even looked up and before the fans even got sat in their seats, it was like 21-0. Did it almost seem surreal to you as well? Like, what the hell just happened here?
Yeah, it does. You're sitting there and everything changes. And so, like I said, hopefully we can learn from all those mistakes. Hopefully that's not going to be the case this time around. And, they got a great team as they did last year. And hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Steven.
A lot of work, and hopefully we'll be good.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, but we talked to Brian Baldinger yesterday, and we were talking to him about the Ravens and other things, and he mentioned Haloti Ngata, and he said, this guy is unbelievable. He plays in pass coverage. He plays as a linebacker, plays as a nose, as a defensive end, and he's just a load to deal with. How do you prepare for a guy like that, and what did you see on film?
Well, yeah, he's a big, thick guy. And he's athletic also, so he can, run you back, knock you back. He can swim you. He can do a lot of athletic things and a lot of powerful things. So you just have to use what advantage you have. I know what the snap count's on and know where the ball's going and try to position myself and have good leverage and do the best job I can and just try to take it to him instead of having him take it to me. So hopefully we'll see how that goes. And he lines up everywhere. They have a really good front and a great defense. So all the guys you're going to see are they all have their strengths, and you just have to go and attack them before they attack you.
Is there a guy in this league who you just hate matching up with? Is there a guy you just say, oh, God, not now, not this week? Is there one of those guys in the league?
Shoot, it's every guy every week. It's like, man, this guy, pretty much, you just, I mean, there's good guys on every team, and it's like, man, this guy's going to, make me work hard this week. And it seems like it's like that each and every week. So not to say you hate lining up against them. It's just this is my job, and I have to try to get the running game going. I have to try to protect Tom Brady, and no matter who's out there, you just got to go and do the best you can. Hopefully it's good enough. So, we worked hard this week and last week, and hopefully we're prepared enough mentally and physically, and we'll go out there and play some good football.
Steven, is it fair to say that Baltimore is not necessarily trying to spend a lot of time tricking you? They are one of these big, powerful teams that they feel like they can overpower you. Is that pretty much their MO?
Yeah, you know, early downs, they line up with you, and they'll slug it out with you, and then you get into the sub personnel, so smaller groupings, and there's a little, they got a little flavor there to their blitzes, a little bit of tricky kind of stuff, but yeah, for the most part, they just like to line up and bang, and hopefully that'll be a good matchup for us, too. So we'll just have to see, you know, what plays are called and what our offense is doing, and just adjust to whatever they're doing, and, you know, hopefully we'll know what's going on because we've seen it before.
I know he's not necessarily your position group, but he is your side of the football. What's Deion Branch brought to the locker room this week?
A lot of smiles. You know, it's good to see an old friend come back here. You know, he's a great guy, you know, in the locker room and a great guy off the field and on the field. And so it's good to have a guy like that back in the locker room.
By the way, did you think that Tom Brady's hair looked like Justin Bieber too? He said everybody else was ragging on him except Randy Moss. Were you one of the people ragging on him about it?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I don't even know who Justin Bieber is.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. My goodness.
I just turned 34. I got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and I don't know what's going on. I guess probably in 10 years old, or you know, maybe 5 or 6, I'll know all these people. I know who Hannah Montana is. I know that one, but I don't know this other guy.
Steven, we always appreciate the time. Thanks.
No problem, guys.
You take care.
Okay, Steven.
That is Patriots offensive lineman Steven Neal.